Hi, this is Dan. It was on this day, May 16th, 1801, that a leader in the anti-slavery movement, who survived an assassination attempt and is responsible for adding a refrigerator to the United States, is born. Who is he? Well, let me tell you the story. On May 16th, 1801, William Seward, Abraham Lincoln's Secretary of State, is born. He is responsible for America's purchase of Alaska and a leader in the anti-slavery movement. Seward was born into a slaveholding household, and his father sent his kids and the slaves together to school. As a result, William spent many hours with his father's slaves, and he would listen to them tell their wonderful stories. Now, once, he claimed that he'd rather spend time in the slave kitchen than in his father's uppity front parlor. Seward's close relationship with these wonderful people shaped his views. One day, young William witnessed a neighbor abusing an enslaved person, and it was on that day he decided to become an abolitionist, knowing the institution was evil. Well, Seward went to Union College, became involved in New York politics, and was elected the Whig governor of the state. During the heated 1850 debates, Seward opposed any compromises with pro-slavery advocates. Now, pro-slavery advocates tried to base their arguments on the Constitution, but Seward objected. He said this, "You answer that the Constitution recognizes property in slaves. It would be sufficient then to reply that this constitutional recognition must be void because it is repugnant to the law of nature and of nations." And he also said, "The Constitution devotes the domain to union, to justice, to defense, to welfare, and to liberty. But there is a higher law than the Constitution, which regulates our authority over the domain and devotes it to the same noble purposes." Now, Seward was a moderate, promoting the nonviolent, gradual phasing out of the institution of slavery. However, pro-slavery men identified him with violent radicals, while Northern radicals thought he was too compromising. I guess you just can't win sometimes. Well, during these years, anti-slavery people began an effort to help enslaved people escape the South to Canada. The movement is known as the Underground Railroad. Southerners made it illegal for slaves to read, hoping they would never discover a world of liberty outside their confined existence. You see, tyrants hate the dissemination of knowledge. However, many enslaved people knew how bad they really had it. They lived in constant fear that their master could sell them at any moment, tearing them away from their family. Now imagine if someone showed up at your house one day and took your mother or your father or any family member you loved and took them away from you. That was a constant fear for a slave. Imagine that. However, there was hope. The Underground Railroad facilitated their escape to Canada, which was beyond the reach of runaway slave laws. Enslaved people would flee by night, aided by sympathizers, who tried to throw the slave catcher's howling bloodhounds off the scent. The slave gradually made his way northward, stopping at various stops along the Underground Railroad. Now, Seward was one of those sympathizers, and his home was one of those stops. I visited Seward's home not too long ago. I'm drinking from the Abraham Lincoln coffee mug I purchased there right now. Let me take a sip. Oh, that tastes like freedom. Love it. In the basement of Seward's house, there is a room that housed these runaway slaves who are making their way north. And as you descend the stairs, a sign reads, "Stealing Freedom, the Seward Family and the Underground Railroad." It gave me chills. Seward housed these people and stationed guards outside for their protection. Well, later, Seward became Lincoln's Secretary of State, who together worked to pass the 13th Amendment, outlawing slavery. And on December 16th, 1865, Seward announced the good news of the amendment to the world. Now, on the night that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, Seward was stabbed in his bed, a move that was part of a larger Confederate conspiracy executed by Confederate sympathizers. Thankfully, Seward survived. You know, you can still see the bloodstained clothes at his home. Seward remained Secretary of State under President Johnson, and he was responsible for the purchase of Alaska from Russia for 2 cents per acre, quite a deal. Many people made fun of Seward's actions because they thought Alaska was nothing but a snow-covered wasteland. They called it Seward's folly, mockingly declaring that he added a refrigerator to the United States. Seward had the last laugh, however. Gold, coal, and other valuable deposits were discovered in his refrigerator. Plus, the fishing is spectacular, boosting the American economy. When Seward retired, he went on a 15-month world tour. The documents at the Seward House state that he returned home an old but satisfied elder statesman. And surrounded by his family, he passed away in October of 1872 in his office. Seward once said, "As a general truth, communities prosper and flourish, or droop and decline, in just the degree that they practice or neglect to practice the primary duties of justice and humanity." It was on this day, May 16th, 1801, William Seward was born.